You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
14 minutes to go before 6 o'clock. Let's just focus on to this now. The first set of annual reports published by Thungela, a coal spin-off from Anglo American, have come under fire from shareholder activist group Just Share. So according to the activist group, the annual reports contains a multitude of misleading claims relating to climate science, energy security and poverty alleviation. The viability and affordability of the so-called clean coal and carbon capture and storage, as well as the company's impact on people and the environment. We speak more on this with Robin Hugo, Director of Climate Change Engagement at Just Share, on their concerns. Robin, thank you so much for availing yourself this evening. I think let's start here. How did we get here, actually?
Sure. So today was Thungela's first AGM, and as you say, they were created as a spin-off of Anglo's coal assets last year. So from June 2021, at the demerger, Thungela took over all of Anglo's liabilities. So they are what are referred to as a pure-play thermal coal company. Mm. So in other words, the only product they produce is thermal coal that is used to generate electricity, and most of that coal is exported to overseas markets.
You've raised a number of red flags aiming to assist many South Africans whose savings are invested in Thungela to understand the dangers posed by its cavalier approach to climate risk. What are those dangers?
Certainly. Over the past few months, Thungela's share price, you would have seen, has soared on the back of a global commodity boom. And asset managers who say they're integrating ESG factors into their decision-making and taking climate risk seriously have bought up stakes in this company, despite the really severe ESG risks that it represents. The fact that coal is currently at record highs doesn't, of course, alter climate science. So apart from the climate risks that a coal company operating in 2022 faces, Thungela has got a stack of serious environmental liabilities from those unrehabilitated coal mines it inherited from Anglo. So although it says it's got, quote, comprehensive mine closure and rehab programs to return previously mined land to its original condition, you would have seen from the numerous media reports over the past few months that there are actually severe environmental and health impacts from these unrehabilitated mines, including more than one toxic acid mine drainage spill, toxic air pollution. So this all really casts doubt on its claims that it's managing its rehabilitation responsibly.
Hmm. You've also since made a call to shareholders to be responsible and challenge Thungela on the misleading and inaccurate claims. I mean, what happens now? What options are available to you?
So exactly. So instead of Thungela having what it needs to have, which is a robust science-based climate strategy, it needs clear plans to wind down its mines responsibly, support its workers. It's using these misleading arguments about coal being required for energy security and poverty alleviation and inaccurately interpreting climate science that shows that we need to very speedily decommission coal. They say we need more coal for longer and say there's some kind of future feasible tech that's going to be able to pull all the carbon dioxide out of the air and have coal clean enough to be acceptable. So what we need is shareholders to be alive to these actual risks, and many of them are set out in our briefing, and actually show that they are responsible in terms of ESG and challenge Thungela on these misleading and inaccurate claims, and then apply pressure for the company to take climate risk seriously, develop this science-based climate strategy, meaningful emission reduction targets. And I think what's also important is for Anglo to have a comprehensive audit of its liabilities. And we're not only talking about major environmental liabilities, it's also health, water, soil pollution risks and health and air, water and soil pollution risks and health impacts. And then make provision not only for these, but also for potential litigation that is quite likely to arise from some of these impacts.
Hmm. You also note that Thungela does not have a Paris-aligned emission reduction strategy.
That is so. They don't have any climate strategy at all, and such targets as they have, they inherited from Anglo. In fact, they are not true targets because they've already been achieved and not through any positive action of Tongela's own. So it was just COVID that, you know, resulted in less demand for their product. So they need to be aligned with 1.5 degree world, and the IPCC's reports tell us that if we want to have any hope of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees, we need rapid, deep, and in most cases, immediate cuts to carbon emissions in all sectors. Hmm. But coal, of course, is the most carbon intensive fossil fuel. It's the biggest contributor to global climate change. And luckily, coal power is also the easiest and the cheapest fossil fuel to decarbonize. So really, these are the sorts of things that need to be addressed by a responsible coal company, winding down its assets, setting meaningful emission reduction targets.
Mm. And just a note, Robin, to yourself and to our listeners, that we did reach out to Tongela to give them a right to reply. And by the time of going on air, we didn't get feedback from them. So we'll continue to try and hear from them to see or to hear, rather, how some of these red flags that you have highlighted will be addressed. Robin Hugo is the Director of Climate Change Engagement at Just Share. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.